Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Just past the full Falling Leaves moon, the upper Gunflint territory has experienced a typical month 10 atmosphere. We've had more clouds than sun, more wind than calm, more cool than warm. So when the sun peeks through and offers some warming rays, it sure has been welcome. With enough rain to keep things damp, parts of the trail have even experienced a sneak preview of the season to come. Yep, biting northwest winds and snow squalls last Saturday had many of us thinking about pre-winter chores yet to be completed. A few places saw some of the white stuff stick, but a day later the wet fluff was pretty much history. Nevertheless, one would expect additional nice days before the Polar Express whistles its arrival. Hopefully, my final getting ready for winter task will be checked off by the time snow shoveling and pushing become the norm. A trip up or down the trail byway finds our golden torches rapidly dimming. The glory of sunshine in the treetops has faded into falling autumn leaves over the past 7. The annual theatrics of dancing leaves has taken center stage and is now showing at every curve and undulation of the blacktop. Whether prompted by a gasp from Mother Nature or aroused by a passing vehicle, the fallen tokens are skittering here and slithering there into perhaps their eternal resting place along this paradise pathway. As fall grows closer to winter, many upper border country folk recall the good old-fashioned pasting we received not many months ago, and most are wondering what might be coming down the pike. Whatever one's opinions might be about last winter, Mother Nature's Northwoods world apparently had some good come out of the frosty whiteout experience. Recently, a fellow working for the DNR, trapping gypsy moss throughout Cook and parts of Lake County, was on the Mile of Pine checking those little green boxes hanging in the woods. He related that he was finding very few egg masses anywhere. In fact, his findings from this past season have numbered less than 100 in comparison with 2013, when some 20,000 plus were found throughout his search territory. Opinion thus far indicates the overpowering cold of last winter must have frozen them out. If this can be confirmed scientifically to be the best possible answer, hurrah for cold and bring it on. On another creepy crawler note, after early spring reports of bad tick infestations for some locales, I've heard little to nothing from midsummer on with regard to the nasty things. Perhaps I'm not in the right place to hear such gripes, but then again, maybe old man winter did in some of these infectious critters too. Should all of these bugsy happenings be true, we shouldn't be looking down our nose so harshly at the great white fellow of the north. It's been reported by a resident down at the end of our Mile of Pine, a bull of the moose variety has been hanging out. I'm told the big fellow is rooting about this guy's yard, leaving evidential aroma of his romantic intentions for any wishful female coming into the area. The fact that he has been in the neighborhood would indicate he knows of potential for amorous happenings in just a couple weeks. And since the whitetail population has diminished considerably over the past few years, maybe we'll see a little expansion of some moose madness in this neck of the woods. A monster Bruno has been reported in several places along Gunflint Lake. The marauding critter is no doubt fleshing out whatever edibles mankind has carelessly left out. As a prelude to turning in for a long winter slumber, the bear is leaving no garbage can unturned. Yours truly is thankful it has not found its way into the Wilder Smith neighborhood. The tragic fatal accident of the past week on the trail serves as a reminder that those slow-down warnings at various curves in the road are there for good cause. We Gunflint residents are saddened by this happening and extend condolences to the family for their lost loved one. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor our changing times.